outrageous to Allah that you should say what you do not do. Indeed, Allah loves those who fight in His way in ranks, as if they were a compact structure. When Moses said to his people, "O my people, why do you torment me, when you certainly know that I am Allah's apostle to you?" When they swerve from the right path, Allah made their hearts swerve, and Allah does not guide the transgressing lot. When Jesus, son of Mary, said, "O children of Israel, indeed I am the apostle of Allah to you, to confirm what is before me of the Torah, and to give the good news of the apostle who will come after me, whose name is Ahmad." Yet when he brought them manifest proofs, they said, "This is plain magic." And who is greater wrongdoer than him who fabricates falsehoods against Allah while he is being summoned to Islam? And Allah does not guide the wrongdoing lot. They desire to put out the light of Allah with their mouths, but Allah shall perfect His light through the faithlessness, should be advised. It is He who has sent His apostle with the guidance and the religion of truth, that He may make it prevail over all religions, through the polytheists, should be averse. O you who have faith, shall I show you a deal that will deliver you from the painful punishment? Have faith in Allah and His apostle, and wage jihad in the way of Allah with your possessions and your persons. That is better for you, should you know. He shall forgive you your sins and admit you into gardens with streams running in them, and into good dwellings in the gardens of Eden. That is the great success. And other blessings you love, help from Allah and the victory near at hand, and give good news to the faithful.
Oh, you
As a representative of the Shia community here and the Sunni community, we present you again with this, our
and the numbers are increasing.
The Shia Sunni communities, it's a community, it's a Pakistani community. We love Pakistan, but the who are ruling the Pakistan, we hate them, because they are unable to curb this funding of the terrorists, funding of the from the outside, especially Ali Saud, and the training who are giving by in Afghanistan. They must stop now. And please convey to
gave to Pakistan consulate on behalf of all of you. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. in the name of God of martyrs, who responds to the oppressed and directs his wrath to the oppressors. To Consulate General of Pakistan, Toronto, Canada. Response of the Pakistani government to the Abbas Town massacre and ongoing genocide of Pakistani citizens. This is the subject. The Shia and Sunni Canadian Muslims have gathered here today to express our extreme anguish and sorrow at the genocide of Pakistani citizens by a small group of terrorists. This representative gathering of Shia and Sunni mosques and community organizations in Toronto has adopted the following resolutions. We express our complete solidarity with the victims of the barbaric massacre in Abbas Town and with all the Shia and Sunni victims of the ongoing genocide in Pakistan.
Allah.
Two, we strongly condemn the lack of action by the government of Pakistan, which has allowed the foreign sponsored terrorists of Lashkar-e-Jhangvi and other puppet organizations to brutally murder tens of thousands of Pakistani citizens with impunity. The citizens lost to this brutal assassination campaign are greater than the number of citizens killed in many armed conflict between countries. We strongly condemn the criminal negligence and complicity of the government of Pakistan, evident by the fact that despite the large number of innocent civilians that have been massacred, not even a single murderer has been held accountable.
Shame!
Three, we strongly condemn the... We strongly condemn the lack of action by the government of Pakistan, We strongly reject attempts by the intelligence agencies of United States of America through their proxies, through Saudi and Pakistani counterparts, to divide the Pakistani Muslims on sectarian lines by sponsoring extremist organization and divisive forces. We, the Shias and Sunnis, are united in condemning these terrorists and shameful lack of action by the government of Pakistan, which has surrendered to the foreign interests rather than performing its duty towards its citizen. Five, we demand an immediate operation in the country to hold these culprits accountable for their crimes against humanity. Six, we strongly condemn the burning of Christians' houses in Lahore today by extremists.
Shame!
We would take it for the Pakistani government to change its shameful lack of action. How many more orphans and widows will it take before the government conducts an operation against these murderers committing war crimes against innocent Pakistani citizens? These foreign-funded terrorists are unable to operate. They are unable to operate in many other nations due to their responsible, dignified, and independent government loyal to its citizens. Why have the Pakistani government officials surrendered to foreign pressures? Why are they allowing their brothers and sisters and neighbors to be massacred? We, the coalition of Sunni and Shia mosques and community organizations in Toronto, demand immediate action by the government to arrest and punish the perpetrators of the Abbas Town massacre and the individuals responsible for killing across Pakistan. Sorry for my incoherent words, but the sentiments are there. So thank you very much, and I'll pass this on.
We have missed, and I want to just compensate for that. Hai hamari darsga,
Karbala, Karbala,
Hakka sida rasta,
Karbala, Karbala,
Hai hamari darsga,
Karbala, Karbala,
Hakka sida rasta,
Karbala, Karbala,
Labbaik ya Hussain,
Labbaik ya Hussain,
Labbaik ya
Sisters, on behalf of Voice of Oppressed and Stop the Bloodshed in Pakistan, we all thank you very much for coming and showing your solidarity with the oppressed people of the world. On behalf, we thank Brother Asad Jafri and all the Nohas and Marcia Khan and all brothers and sisters. I request all of you to raise your hand and recite Surah Fatiha for the Shuhada of Pakistan. Shahada of all throughout the world and your marhumin, and inshallah we are praying for the injuries to be inshallah they get well as soon as possible. For Muhammad Ali Bhai, Muhammad Salawat. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Allah se kare dur to taleem bhi fitna. تعلیم املاک بھی اولاد بھی جاگیر بھی فتنہ املاک بھی اولاد بھی جاگیر بھی فتنہ نہ حق کے لیے اٹھے وہ شمشیر بھی فتنہ نہ حق کے لیے اٹھے وہ شمشیر بھی فتنہ شمشیر ہی کیا نعرے تکبیر بھی فتنہ
سبحان اللہ
I will translate for those brothers who may not understand Urdu. Allama Iqbal is telling us, if our education becomes hindrance, if the education takes us away from Allah, then that education is a curse. If our children, our progeny, our land, our property, our ownership, if this all take us away from Allah, then it is a curse. Raising sword against the innocent is a curse. Not only raising sword, but even raising the takbir against the innocent is a curse. Let us all together raise this slogan. Hai haat manazilla.
Hai haat manazilla.
Hai haat manazilla.
Hai haat manazilla.
Brothers and sisters, your suffering is not greater suffering than Abbas Town's Shuhada and their families. Your suffering is not compared to Shuhada of Alamdar Road, whether they are in Parachinar, whether they are in Diyai Khan, whether they are in Sham, Iraq, or any part of the world. Let's all together, we are gathered here, brothers and sisters. I want to request that raise your both hands and say, Nara Takbir! Inshallah, we are raising our voice, and you see this representative of the government of Pakistan
who are involved in these killings. It's not a Shia-Sunni problem. It's the problem that imperialists imposed upon us through those extremists funded by Al Saud. So, raise your hand and say, shame, shame, Al Saud!
Shame, shame, Al Saud!
Your voice can be heard till the Al Saud's headquarters. Shame, shame, Al Saud!
Shame, shame!
I request Brother Ali Abbas to come and تشنگی بے کسی داغ انصار کے گھر کا گھر لٹ گیا آنکھوں کے سامنے تیرا سر سجدے میں جلاد نے افتخار عبادت شہ ظلم نن اے غریب الوطن اے امام زمن قتل میدان میں سب با وفا ہو گئے دین پہ آن و محمد فدا ہو گئے مر کے جدا ہو گئے ہائے اکبر بھی نظر قضا ہو گئے ہو گیا رن میں پامال ابن حسن اے غریب الوطن اے امام زمن اب وہ دریا میں جوش روانی کہاں خون ہی خون بہتا ہے پانی کہاں وہ جواب کہاں وہ جوانی کہاں آہ وہ پنجتن کی نشانی کہاں ہائے مرجھا گیا سید یدا کا چمن
اے غریب الوطن اے امام زمن نرغ دشمنا بی ہل رہی ہے زمین اٹھتی ہیں آندھیاں ہو گئی قید جنت کے شہزادیاں ہائے کتنا مجبور ہے عابد خاصتاً اے غریب الوطن اے امام زمن ہر حسین سب کے سر پہ رہے سایہ پنجتن اے غریب
ہے خاک میں جس کی وہ در بشر کی فکر پہ یہ شابسر حسین کا ہے شفا ہے محمد صلوات ہے جس کی وہ در حسین کا ہے پڑھے جو حاکم جابر کے منہ پہ کلمہ ہا پڑھے جو حاکم جابر کے منہ پہ کلمہ ہا ارے کسی بھی دین کا ہو وہ مگر حسین شفا ہے خاک میں جس کی وہ در حسین کا ہے سر اپنا ظلم و تشدد کے سامنے نہ جھکا تشدد کے سامنے نہ جھکا ارے یزیدیت سے نہ ڈر یزیدیت سے نہ ڈر تو اگر حسین کا ہے شفا ہے خاک میں جس کی وہ در حسین کا ہے ارے خدا کا ڈر بھی نہیں ہے یزید بے دین کو خدا کا ڈر بھی نہیں یزید بے دین کو ارے جو ڈر کسی کا اسے ہے تو ڈر حسین کا ہے شفا ہے خاک میں جس کی وہ در حسین ارے نکالے دل سے پسر کے سنا تو حلق سے تے نکالے دل سے پسر کے سنا تو حلق سے تے ارے یہ دل حسین جگر حسین کا ہے شفا ہے خاک میں
to the shuhada and we are sided with those who are injured in these atrocities against the Muslims throughout the world and especially in Pakistan and Quetta and Karachi shame shame Taliban is Lashkar-e Jangvi shame shame Lashkar-e Jangvi
shame shame Lashkar-e
Jangvi
shame shame
Lashkar-e Jangvi
shame shame
Lashkar-e Jangvi and their supporter shame shame Al-Sun
shame shame
Al-Sun once again shame shame Al-Sun
shame shame
Al-Sun shame shame Al-Sun
shame shame
Hussein of today Labbaik Ya Mahdi
Labbaik Ya Mahdi
Now
Now before I... The first resolution was work to resolve the internal differences among Shias in Pakistan. That's the one field. The second, form a committee. The committee is called Voice of Oppressed. We will have the Voice of Oppressed chapter in Canada. We need all your help. We need all your engagement. It is not individual. We all have to work as a team. This is a teamwork that we have to do. The third is, we need to form a media group that will look at the possibility of providing media resources to the community in order to raise awareness of the plight of the Shias of Pakistan. We want to create a website. This is the fourth resolution. Create a website that will serve as a news portal about the conditions in Pakistan. Fifth is organize Azadari to promote the cause of Shahid al-Shahada. Because the followers of Shahid al-Shahada will never regret. We have to make this following, we have made it now a tradition. Actually, it was a revolution that we made it a tradition. If we make it a revolution, we will bounce back. Inshallah, we will make this calamity into our opportunity. The next one, the sixth, is fundraising, and fundraising effort is going on. Inshallah, we will all step up, we will all contribute. And the last is conduct a nationwide summit to further address this genocide. So these are the seven resolutions. We need your engagement, we need your help. Whichever ways you can help us, please let us know. You can see the website voiceofoppressed.com, or you can email us at stopthebloodshedinpakistan@gmail.com. The one word, stopthebloodshedinpakistan@gmail.com. Now, allow me to introduce our brother, Brother Asad Jafri. He is a well-known brother. He is known for his inspiring speeches and majlises. He is a revolutionary thinker. He strives to bring attention of youth issues to us. Brother Asad is a computer science. He is a Bachelor of Computer Science. He worked for IBM and then decided to go to Hausa for studies. He has been very active. So without further ado, I will invite Brother Asad Jafri to address us with his majlis. Par Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad par bulandar salwat.
Getting is that we are here to remember the Shohada of Pakistan. The least we can do initially is to recite a Surah Fatiha for them, inshallah. So if you can please join me for our Sunni brothers who also lost their lives, and our Shia brothers, Fatiha. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل البيت الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين المنتجبين المنتخبين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرض روحي وأرواح الفداء ولعن الله وعداهم أجمعين إلى يوم الدين أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First of all, I'd like to congratulate every single one of you for being people of conscience, for listening to that internal need for justice, and coming out here on a Saturday in this weather to bring your children and your family, and to not only chant Labbaik Ya Hussein, but be an actual manifestation of that chant. So please join me as well in including my name on that list of those individuals who equally chant Labbaik Ya Hussein. Labbaik Ya Hussein! Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Labbaik Ya Hussein! Our message today are for four different people. The first message are to those mothers of the Shohada of Karachi and Quetta. That yes, our distance from you is miles and miles away, but our hearts today are with you. We cry along with you. Our men cry for your men. Our women cry for your women. Our kids cry for your kids. You may think for a moment that your young child is gone in vain. We are here to send you a very clear message. We will always stand beside you. Your sacrifice will never go in vain. As long as we have breath inside of us, we will stand in front of this building, we will protest, we will make our voices clear, we will let you know that your shaheed, your sacrifice will forever be remembered inside of our hearts. The second message to the government of Pakistan, the United Nations, any and every organization that claims to be a humanitarian organization, you have proven yourself to be completely useless. You've proven yourself to be completely insignificant. You've proven yourself to be completely irrelevant. And until and unless you prove to us that you're able to do something, every single time there's a blast in Pakistan, you can rest assured on this ground, in front of this building and this parking lot, we'll be here every single time. You can organize your Quran khanis. You can make your statements. But when it takes you 48 hours to come to the scene of the blast,
shame.
We have a big problem with you.
Shame.
It's not like we're asking your completely incompetent intelligence services to do anything. The groups have come out and said that we are responsible for these attacks. All we're asking you to do is do your job and secure and provide safety to the people of Pakistan. We want persecution, we want punishment, we want those who are responsible brought to justice. It's the basic function of any government in this world to provide safety to its people. You, the irrelevant government of Pakistan, and by extension, I'm sorry to say, this continent behind me has proven to not even provide the basic function of any government. If you can't do it, move aside. If you even can't do that, then allow us to defend ourselves in our own streets in Pakistan. If you can't do it, we'll do it ourselves. The third message to those perpetrators who are responsible for these attacks. Let me make one thing perfectly clear to you. You can kill our ulama. You can burn our buildings. You can destroy our families. You can kill innocent lives. You can even blast our buildings. One thing you will never destroy is our resolve, is our willpower, and our love for justice. One thing that you will never trample is our connection to that Muslim Imam of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. One thing that you fail to realize is that you threaten us with death. You place shahadat in front of us and you think that we're going to run from the streets. You don't realize that we are the followers of that family who were imprisoned, who were tortured, who were slaughtered, who were trampled, who were taking their rights away, and they never gave up the fight. We equally, as members of the Ahlul Bayt, will never give this fight up. You can destroy us until you're blue in the face. We're not getting anywhere. Hayhat min nazillah.
Hayhat min nazillah.
Our shahadat is our lifeline. The Quran is very clear in Surah Anfal, very open ayat that says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, istajibu lillahi wa lirasuli, idha da'akum lima yuhyikum, wa'alamu anna allaha yuhulu bayna al-mari wa qalbi, wa annahu ilayhi tusharun. Very clearly the ayat says that, O you who believe, answer the call of Allah and the Rasul when they invite you towards that path that will bring you life. This path of the Ahlul Bayt is a path of life for us. You may believe that you've taken away our shuhada, our individuals, but the reality is that every single time there's a blast, you inject us with life. You inject us with power. You inject us with this resolve to rise up against you. You are a desperate, desperate group. If you're not able to come and sit down with us and talk to us on an intellect basis, if you resort to savagery and animal instinct to kill five-year-old children, then you are a desperate, losing nation. And that's exactly our message today. The last message, my brothers and my sisters, is to the Imam of our time. يابن الزهراء يابن الحسن يا صاحب الزمان. Understand that we are doing everything we can to prepare the grounds for your arrival. We beg you, we plead you, we ask you to pray for our millat. Pray for our nation. Defend our nation. These are individuals who were your followers in Karachi and Quetta. These were individuals who were your future companions. These are individuals who believe in your wilayat. We ask you, Yabn al-Hasan, look down on us. You are our Imam. You are our Hadi. You are our Wali. You are our father. We are yatim without you, Yabn al-Hasan. But know that until there is breath inside of us, every single time that one of your Shias gets killed, we will do everything we can to prove to you, Yabn al-Hasan, that we are preparing the grounds for your arrival. It was your Muslim grandfather that we remember every single time one of our Shias are killed. These individuals want to make this a sectarian issue. Let me make one thing clear to my Sunni brothers in the audience and to my Shia brothers in the audience. If you lower this issue to a Sunni Shia issue, the enemy has won. Attacks in Christian neighborhoods today, attacks on Sunni mosques today, attacks in Shia mosques everywhere. It goes to show you they have no intention of making this a sectarian issue. It is an issue of terrorism, an issue of violence, and every single one of us, we stand beside our Sunni brothers, we stand beside our Christian brothers. We unite against this issue, and we do it in the name of our Muslim Imam, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. To the mothers of the shuhada, you know, these images we see online sometimes of these five-year-olds draped in a kafan, it breaks our hearts. We can't even see those images anymore after a while. But to those mothers, I will say this to you, that there's no doubt your sacrifice was azim, it was great, and may Allah accept that sacrifice. But your five-year-old was able to be buried in a kafan. Your five-year-old was able to be buried properly by thousands of people in Karachi. Come to the day of Ashura, we have many mothers who gave their lives for children that didn't have that blessing. But one mother I want to focus on today, and then iltimas dua, Shab-e-Ashur, Imam Hussein is going tent to tent to tent to make sure everyone is okay, everyone is rested. In one tent is the sound of crying coming from that tent. Imam Hussein looks inside that tent and says, Rabab, why do you cry like this? She says, Yabna Rasulullah, every single one of these mothers have somebody to sacrifice. All I have is a 6-month-old Ali Asghar and a 4-year-old Sakina. I don't have that sacrifice that other mothers do. I have nothing to give for your mission, Imam Hussein. I'll say this to you, Rabab, that what your children gave was no sword, was no spear, but that Nanni Zaban of Ali Asghar, those tears of Sakina, were more powerful than any sword, any spear, any junk could ever do. The same Ali Asghar who sat there lying in the arms of Imam Hussein, and all he did was show the enemies the small little Zaban that he was thirsty, that had more of an effect on those enemies than these arrows and these spears did. And all Bibi Sakina did was lay there in the Zindan of Yazid, crying constantly for the head of her father, to the point when this head was brought to Bibi Sakina, she stopped crying altogether. Bibi Zainab asked Imam Sajjad to go see what's happening. I don't hear Sakina's voice. There he sees her lying. One cheek is on the cheek of her, the head of her father, and her life is gone. This is the sacrifice of Rabab. Where on the day when this qafila came back from Medina to Karbala on the day of Arba'een to say their salams to the shuhada, one by one they begin to make their way back to Medina. Bibi Zainab gathers the qafila. Everyone is ready to go. One Rabab is sitting at the head of the grave of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. Bibi Zainab says, Rabab, it's time to go back to Medina. It's almost as if Rabab looks up to Bibi Zainab and ask her, I'm going back to Medina, but what am I going back to? Tell me, I brought my Hussein with me. I brought my Nanni Ali Asghar with me. I brought my 4-year-old Sakina with me. I'm leaving with nobody. I left my Sakina in the Zindan of Sham. I left my Ali Asghar in the plains of Karbala. Matim al-Hussein.
Main shaheed-e-raah-e-khuda hoon. میں شہید راہ خدا ہوں میں خوش نصیب ہوں ہاں میں خوش نصیب ہوں آئی ہے ایک شہید کی یہ خل سے صدا میں خوش نصیب ہوں ہاں میں خوش نصیب ہوں وجہ حیات بن گئی میرے لیے قضا میں خوش نصیب ہوں ہاں میں خوش نصیب ہوں لبیک اٹھتی تھی ہر ایک سمت صدائیں خود موت مجھے دیتی تھی جینے کی دعائیں تعظیم کو پھر جھک گئی پھر میری نگاہیں پھر مرتضی نے مجھ کو گلے سے لگا لیا میں خوش نصیب ہوں ہاں میں خوش نصیب ہوں آئی ہے ایک شہید کی یہ خلد سے صدا میں خوش خوش نصیب ہوں یہ درس مجھے میری شہادت سے ملا ہے شیب پر میرے مرنے میں ہی جینے کا مزہ ہے اب تاب قیامت میرا گھر کرب و بلا ہے قطرہ تھا اپنی ذات میں دریا سے جا ملا میں خوش نصیب ہوں ہاں میں خوش نصیب ہوں معصوم کے انوار کا یوں بن گیا ظاہر جیسے کسی منزل پہ پہنچ جائے مسافر غازی سے مظاہر نے کیا ہے مجھے طاہر سب دھل گئے گناہ میرے جب لہو بہا میں خوش نصیب ہوں ہاں میں خوش نصیب ہوں سو جان سے قربان ملی کیسی شہادت موجود تھے بالی پہ میری شاہ ولایت اس دم تھی نگاہیں میری مصروف زیارت کب میرا دم نکل گیا مجھ کو نہیں بتا میں خوش نصیب ہوں ہاں میں خوش نصیب ہوں تربت سے اندھیروں کا گزر ہو نہیں سکتا موجود ہے معصوم ہے ماحول کسا کا ماتم کبھی ہوتا ہے کبھی ہوتا ہے گریا میرا مزار شہ کا زاخانہ بن گیا میں خوش نصیب ہوں ہاں میں خوش نصیب ہوں شہید کی یہ خلد سے صدا میں خوش نصیب ہوں سو جان سے قربان ملی کیسی شہادت موجود تھے والی پہ میرے شاہ ولایت اس دم تھی نگاہیں مصروف زیارت کب میرا دم نکل گیا مجھ کو نہیں پتا میں خوش نصیب ہوں ہاں میں خوش نصیب ہوں آئی ہے ایک شہید کی یہ خلد سے صدا میں خوش نصیب ہوں
سے سیکھا ہے
موت نہیں ان سے ٹکراتی موت
نہیں ان سے ٹکراتی
موت نہیں ان سے ٹکراتی موت سے یہ ٹکراتے ہیں عزم
حسینی رکھنے والے موت سے کب گھبراتے ہیں عزم حسینی رکھنے والے
گولی نمازیوں کو مارو
گولی نمازیوں کو مارو
یا
सिजद संगसार करो गुल सजदा माबूदी से कब ये सजदा
माबूदी से कब ये
सजदा माबूदी से कब ये बंदे हक हट पाते हैं अज़्म हुसैनी
जाकल्ला
डाउन व्हाट दे डू दे आर नर्चरिंग एंड गिविंग द न्यूट्रिएंट्स to the tree to make it more bigger and bigger. Brothers and sisters, we are here to pay tributes to our Shuhada and those who are injured. I know it's cold, not that cold, but can you imagine the suffering of those Shuhada and their family? Brothers and sisters, we are at the end of the program. Please make a commitment to yourself, to your Imam, and to those shuhada and injured. Inshallah, all of us here in this parking lot, we are not leaving here unless we make a commitment and donate something to those shuhada and those who are injured. Let me tell you a story. One mother, she was in hospital with his son who was severely injured and two legs and there was nothing salamat in his body. One brother who called me and informed that that mother didn't have the money to make a rickshaw or taxi to go home. Brothers and sisters, this is a reality on the ground. Inshallah, we have the hope stall here and the volunteers. Please, if you want that your Imam of the time and Hussein of the time will be happy with you, inshallah we are making a commitment to donate towards those. By Muhammad Ali Bayt Muhammad Salawat.
Ya Hussein, hara takbir wo sunaye, mera Mehdi jald aaye, mehve dua hai Zahra, takbir wo sunaye, mera Mehdi jald aaye, mehve dua hai Zahra, takbir wo sunaye. جلد آئے محو دعا ہے زہرا تکبیر وہ سنائے
سب ملے مل کے
مہدی جلد آئے محو دعا ہے زہرا تکبیر وہ ہے پہلو پر کرتی ہے دعا ہائے ایک ہاتھ وہ اٹھائے محوِ دعا ہے زہرا تکبیر وہ سنائے میرا مہدی جلد آئے محوِ دعا ہے زہرا تکبیر میرا مہدی جلد آئے آ کر حساب لے وہ امت کے ہر ستم کا جو اس نے ہم پہ ڈھائے جو اس نے ہم پہ ڈھائے میرے ہر ایک مجرم کو قبر سے اٹھائے اور پھر سزا سنائے محوِ دعا ہے زہرا تکبیر وہ سنائے میرا مہدی جلد آئے محوِ دعا ہے زہرا تکبیر وہ سنائے
mere Hasan.
Mere Hasan ko dafnane na diya kyun, pehlu mein na na jaake, pehlu mein na na jaake, aur phir Hasan ke laashe par teer kyun chalaaye, masmum karke haaye. Takbir wo sunaye, mera Mehdi jald aaye, mehve dua Zahra.
Takbir wo sunaye, mera Mehdi jald aaye,
Mehdi Zahra bula kar ye Hurmala se poocha, wo kya khata karega, wo kya khata karega, jo apni maa ko maadar kehna na seekh paaye, khud Hurmala bataaye, mehve dua e Zahra, takbir wo suna. پہلو پر کرتی ہے دعا ہائے ایک ہاتھ وہ اٹھائے مہوے دعا ہے زہرا
الرحمن الرحیم اللهم صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. Let's recite one time. Labbaik ya Mahdi.